Hi everybody, this is Vicki Woodyard. I'm going to read an essay from A Guru in the Guest Room. But first, I think I'll start out by opening up some space so that by the time I read the essay, you will have had a moment where you have just been able to let go. I think that's one reason that we turn within as often as we can during the day to allow ourselves to take that breath, to come to the center point and just be. I call it coming to the still point. And as I was going through my husband's 5-year experience with his cancer, I lived very close to the breaking point emotionally and physically at times as well. I was grieving his death before it happened. And so I had to take one day at a time because one day was so crammed with duties and grief that's all I had, really. I just had that moment. And instead of being loving and peaceful and accepting, the ego was forcing me to be hard and self-protective and somehow disbelieving that this was happening to me again since our daughter had died of cancer when she was 7. I was being shown the huge difference between one's essence and the protective shell of the ego. So this essay is called A Boat to the Other Shore. Swami is like a boat to the other shore, if you get my drift. He does the duality dog paddle extremely well for an old man. I long for him while I'm in his presence. I think it's because he never gives me the satisfaction of letting me love him as I want to do. And I want him to reciprocate. I want a fair trade. I march along with him, jump into the pond with him, longing for him to look directly at me and say, "There you are. I love you and I will never leave you." When he says it, I'll let you know. It would be comparable to, I don't know if there is a comparable. But so far, he just hangs out with me, instructing me on how to slice the cookies more evenly, or begging me to give him more raw dough than any old man should eat. I know that he is lovable, but is he faithful? After all, he tends to vanish like his plates of warm cookies. A hint of vanilla hanging in the air is all that's left. Yesterday, he walked by the elementary school and joined in recess. In a rope swing, his old legs were pumping, and soon all the kids were following him. I would like to be one of those kids following Swami, but often he is inscrutable and unsuitable, just a dumb old doughboy. Now, the next one is called Swami's Hammock. And it begins with a quote, "Rest and rapture, what else is there?" Pamela Wilson. Last summer, I spent some time in Swami's hammock. Cocooned in remnants of cookie dough, we would laze the afternoon away. Now that winter is approaching, we will still have our quiet times, because basically that is who Swami is. He is just an old man in a blissed out state. Resting from your mind should be a regular occupation, says Swami from his chair at the kitchen table. He had sat down after mopping up the floor when some of his cookie dough stuck to it. I don't know how to rest my mind. It just swamps me so quickly. I roll my eyes in mock peril. To my surprise, his sleepy old eyes threw sparks at me. "Don't you know what a bother you are to yourself?" "Never mind me," he said. "Never mind anyone else. You drive yourself nuts, and it's all I can do to keep my own composure. Don't you think my mind gives me enough trouble without yours adding to the mix?" he added. "But Swami, don't you but Swami me. I've had quite enough of you and your mind. Keep it to yourself." Oddly enough, the minute I took it back consciously, it disappeared. I was back in Swami's hammock. Come back soon for another visit with Vicki and Swami Z. Thanks for listening.